Chapter 2. Birthdays. For sinners, there is only destruction at the hands of my enemies, for they have taken of an accursed thing and have stolen. Modern Combat Manual, Joshua 7:13. The Marine commander clicked in. He had surveyed the defensive line an hour before, and I recognized his voice because he sounded musical, like someone who had once sung hymns to us in the tank. And for a few seconds it made me wonder if this was all a simulation, that an hour from now I would be born again, new and 15.
Marine and Foreign Legion forces, he said, are ordered to retreat and reform at Uchkuruk. Genetic orders incoming.
Megan and I heard men shouting, and we rolled over to watch while Marines, some of them tossing their weapons into the rubble so they could run more quickly, retreated into their APCs, and when the vehicles had finished unloading, the wheels turned slowly, rumbling southward in clouds of dust, abandoning us. One of the Marines shouted as his APC hatch swung shut, "See ya, bitches!" And time stopped. My hands trembled in their gauntlets in a way that was noticeable only if you looked closely and the suit air had turned rank, forcing me to endure the smell of terror, a sweat that wouldn't stop although it was cold enough inside the carapace to make me shiver. The newness of the sensation fed on itself, made the fear grow in my chest until I clenched my teeth so that they wouldn't betray my anxiousness with chattering. Concentrate on the sky, I thought, the ground, anything, until finally I saw a single clover.